puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Weaseling out of things is important to learn. It's what separates us from the animals. Except the weasel.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent.
Okay.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Not one of Homer's better lines.
Gold dust at my feet.
So, they're called she-males, and then ATM is what to mouth? Oh, is my
no,
mic, my mic on?
No, yeah,
oh,
your mic.
Sorry.
Oh. We're doing the satellite show.
We're having an off-the-air, we're having an off-the-air discussion about how many bizarre sexual what orientations there are.
Fetishes.
And it's a great topic, but you really can't talk about it on...
not like we were.
Not like we were, because to talk about it, you have to get pretty explicit. I will tell you one of the things we were talking about, and I've actually seen this online. They're called she-males. It's a woman who's really hot, and I mean hot. Nice boobs and beautiful.
Easy.
Head. Better. Better looking than that Caitlyn Jenner, okay, who to me looks like Bruce Jenner in the dress.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know he went to a lot of trouble, but Bruce, you still look like Bruce in the dress. And you still talk like Bruce. Get that voice changed. Breathe some helium or something. But a she-male, seriously, is a hot gal except for one thing. Her penis.
Mm. Yes.
And she... has that, and that's different, I guess, than transsexual, transgender. That's
whoa, hello.
Yeah,
if you're not expecting that, yeah, it can be quite a surprise.
It's one thing to be a drag queen or cross dresser.
Right.
You know, you guys pick girls up at bars and they take them out and they go, whoa, wait a minute, what is that down there? But these people are, it's a different category. I can't explain it. I'm not gonna try to explain it. Welcome to the 6th of August, another sleepy, dusty Delta
day.
No,
that's not today.
No, it's the 3rd of June. We are the large morning show in the afternoon. That's what this is called. And we start... Oh, this is Thursday. This is the day when a lot of people call for the first time. They've never called before. We'd love to have you do that. It's easy. You just... like you call us like you call anybody else. It's no big deal. Talk about it. Even if you just call to say, hey, I wanted to be on the radio. I've never been on before. That's fine with us. We don't care. So I will give you the numbers. Hang on to them. Try to remember them. You may need them later. You can also participate in our talent show. It's called The Call. Get it? Like The Voice? Because you call us and then you perform. Audible only. No mimes. No balloon animals. We can't see that. So you're welcome to do that. Well, do anything you want to. This is our wide open day today. And it starts like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. Oh,
well,
oh,
wow. A simultaneous response.
I believe,
let's go with Dan because of his seniority. Dan Strauss, it's all yours.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. Went to the License Bureau today.
Ah, I was there yesterday.
To get my to get some new plates for my new Chevy Captiva that I bought
You had a trade-in.
Yes.
What was the difference? What'd you pay tax on? Isn't that a killer when you have to write that check?
Oh, but you know what? It was... probably $300 less than I expected, and I have no idea why, but it was the difference.
The trade and then the amount.
I paid the difference, and...
do you know how much the difference was?
About $3,000.
That's all?
Like that. Yeah.
From your car for a new one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it was a great
deal.
So
the check was about, I don't know, $250.
Three-something.
Okay.
It was 300 and something.
Okay.
So I was pleasantly surprised by that. I was expecting $500 to $600, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I'm surprised by mine, too. I went in and paid the taxes to get plates and stickers on two new cars. My check was $5,700.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get for buying stuff you can't afford and have no business buying.
Surprised in a good way or bad way? In a bad way.
Bad way. But I knew it was coming. I had a rough idea in my mind. It's part of the price you pay if you want stuff like that. And I love these vehicles. I love that Tahoe and that Vette.
So I thought, you know, it's the beginning of the month. This license bureau, and I went to the Creve Coeur License Bureau, which is not too far from here. So I went over there. Hold on, I've got one of those burps coming up. Wait a second.
No, unprofessional. You still teach broadcasting?
Yes.
My goodness. I hope the students aren't listening.
How do you prepare a student for that?
I don't know, because it just started coming up, and then it was just going to...
You haven't covered what happens if you have to belch while you're talking on the air?
Yeah, just turn the mic off
and
belch.
That has to be part of the curriculum.
I guess not.
But you didn't do that. You didn't do what you teach them to do. You said, oh, I'm about to belch.
What if you're in the middle of a ramp up and you feel a belch coming on?
Just let it fly, I guess.
What if you're in the middle of something very somber, very serious? Well, today we lost one of our coworkers. It was a whoa, a belch is coming on.
Or a tragic news story.
Tragic news story.
Yeah, I know.
And officials say the head-on collision killed all of the children and that they burned to death in the fire. I mean, you have to learn to be more.
There are a couple. Yeah. Have you ever seen those on YouTube?
Yes.
A couple TV reporters.
Yes.
In the middle of a horrible tragedy.
And they break up laughing.
And they start laughing. Yeah. It's just. Oh.
I know.
It's so awful.
Everybody thinks it's funny except the family of the dead people.
No, I know.
Yes.
And now back to Dan.
Okay, thanks so much.
Welcome.
I'm in the License Bureau, and it was a lot busier than I ever expected it to be. But they do, in this one, I guess all of them now, they do the license, the driver's license, and then you get your car. So this one had two windows to go get your car registered and your plates and everything. And they had two of the little ticket puller things. The one that I was in, the line that I was in, the tickets, they ran out. Some guy came in and he tells this guy, your tickets ran out. So I had number 93, and he was on number 92, and he comes back, and he fixes the ticket, puts new tickets in, and goes back and hits the button all the way up to 99. And I'm like, wait a minute. And the other guy yelled. This guy yells from all the way in the back. He goes, no, put that back. I've got 94. He starts yelling at him. But this guy was the skinniest guy I have ever seen in my life. The guy that was working at the behind the counter.
Yeah.
I have never seen anybody.
Maybe
that
he was
skinny.
Sick.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He was probably.
He might be dead today. When you were there this morning?
Yeah, no, just a little while ago.
He could have died an hour ago.
He was probably 6'2", maybe 6'3", and the skinniest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Is it rude to say you might be the skinniest guy I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Isn't that rude?
I would think so. Yeah, what if he
probably
says,
most chances it would
there's something else.
But what if you buffered it and said, I sure hope you're not ill?
Yeah.
You can do that.
I hope you're not ill.
Boy, you better be sick, because if you're not, man, have a malt.
you better be sick. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
But it went like clockwork, and he ended up waiting on me, and he was very nice, really nice guy. And
this is not a great story.
And
you think,
despite his skinniness,
despite his skinniness,
this is a Burke segment worthy. I went to the thing, and a guy ran out tickets, and I saw a skinny guy.
The skinny guy.
Yeah.
But there was a lady in there.
Oh, she here comes the good part.
She was the only lady.
You know why he's doing this? Because I had a License Bureau story to Department of Revenue yesterday, so now he has to.
No, and I thought about you, because this lady was on the phone, and she's like, oh, yeah, no, just tell him. And she's talking really, really loud. And I thought about you. And that was pretty
much it. That's it? That's the story?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think I'm finished.
You are finished. Peon, thank you, Dan. Peon.
Thank you very much.
I hope it's not a license office.
Don't no. Okay. We did not visit an office.
Oh, you
a
should.
License office today.
Should. You get a great story like Dan.
Yep. Yes. We went to Purina Farms this morning.
With Archie, of course.
The young lad.
Wow. How long of a drive is that? You're in a farm.
From our house, it was about 40 minutes. Gray Summit, not too far down, 44. Nothing.
I've heard of this place.
Have you never been there?
No. Is it worth going to?
With kids, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's.
But doesn't it just make you want a puppy? That's all. You end up wanting a puppy.
There's more than just puppies.
Yeah, there's more. There is a building that houses dogs and cats. It's a couple floors, and like the whole middle of the building has it's netted where these cats have like a 3 or 4 story thing they can climb up and down, and they're fenced, pens for these dogs that, but now they have a whole agility section out there where they have these trainers that do the frisbees. You know, right. Most of the time they're either Australian shepherds or something, that kind of breed that, right. You know, can jump 10 feet in the air. So they do shows like that.
How does that not ever knock dogs' teeth out? Frisbees are not soft.
I know.
And they catch them.
Well, they don't, they throw it. And the dog's run in the same direction the Frisbee's going. So it's not like there's a whole lot of – it's not like the dog is standing there and they chuck the Frisbee
pull
right at
back.
The dog. Yeah, they run alongside the Frisbee and then jump up in the air and catch it. So I think that's why. But, there are other animals. There are cows, little pigs, ducks, things like that. You can
there you go.
A big
Your
barn.
Grandson.
Yeah, he loves cows.
Yeah. So it was they have 3 or 4 pens where there are a couple cows and some were chewing on their hay or whatever, and one was just standing there with his face was like a foot or two away from like the gate where you can kind of stand there and look at him. And so I had Archie on my little pouch thing in front of me. So the cow he was kind of staring at the cow was staring at us. All of a sudden the cow just goes one of those laughing.
No, that was good. That sounded just like a cow.
And Archie started crying. He didn't know. He wasn't quite sure what that was about.
Oh, yeah.
it's a little, little traumatizing.
You know what a cud is?
Yeah. It's. I know sheep can do that, too. A lot of things. They regurgitate and they keep chewing
cows
on
chew
something.
Yeah,
and
they bring
it's like
up food.
The straw and stuff that they chew on, and they swallow it, and
they
bring it back
it up. And
re-eat
it again.
Yeah, they're chewing on their cud.
Yeah.
Wow, I wish we could do that.
I know.
Just
what?
Bring up the old hamburger you had an hour ago and eat it again.
And you'd
it again.
Lose weight.
You would.
Is it sheep that have multiple stomachs?
I believe.
I think so.
Something like that.
But I don't need. I've got multiple stomachs.
Yeah,
I
do too.
That'd be great. You want dinner tonight, honey? Nope, I'm fine.
What are we having? We're having your cud.
Yeah. That's why.
I love making dinner. Chew your cud if you want something to eat.
Leftovers.
Sometimes I'll have a warm-up dinner before I get home and have the real dinner.
And how many times can you chew your cud? Let's say eat something, you bring it back up and eat it and then swallow it. Can you bring it back up again?
I don't know.
Is it a one-time deal?
I don't know.
We need to ask Farmer Dave about this, who, by the way, today on his morning report made a mistake. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I heard him pronounce, and I know he must have slipped. He pronounced C-O-R-N, corn.
He did. He said corn?
Yes. I guess he wasn't thinking.
Oh, wrong with man. Him? Yeah.
Yeah, he's never said that.
No.
As long as I've ever heard of it.
November
Karn.
Karn. Up for
and November Karn. Karn's down. Beans are up. Karn's down.
Up 10 cents a bushel or barrel or whatever. numbers.
I have no idea when he does that, what he's talking about.
But you know the people that know.
Well, they know.
They pay attention
Honey,
to
Honey, November myths. Corn's down.
Oh, no. Karn.
November Karn. Dave said it's down. I don't know what that means.
So, nothing. It was nice. We only stayed there for about an hour. So we had a little time on the way home. So I'll stop somewhere to get something to eat. It was just the two of us. And
you and Archie.
Yes, Archie and I. And
what did Archie pick?
I have never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Are you really? You've never been to
one? I've never had a kid. You know,
he's not old enough to appreciate it yet. You wait. You'll
when I grew up, we had Showbiz, and I love Showbiz pizza.
Oh, it's basically the same.
When
thing,
he's 4, 5, 6, you're going to be going.
Yeah,
without the band.
So we went. There's one in Ellisville on the way home, so we stopped by that one. And I'm disappointed, though. They don't really have the show anymore.
No, they don't.
At all?
No.
No.
No, they don't have the show.
There was the big showroom with like curtains and everything, and it looked like the workers had the curtains open. They were working on Chuck.
Yeah,
really? He was kind of. They were moving his head back and forth and like kind of tweaking him. I guess I don't know how that. It's probably all computer now, where you bring out the laptop and see it run diagnostics
it is, but
or whatever.
They'll have the big stuffed Chucky will come out and walk through the.
And that's
walk
a
around
person.
The crowd, but yeah, but I don't know if I don't know what kind
but there
of
was
show.
An animatronic one up on stage, and I don't know they were maybe it does a show, but they were working on so I don't but they're you know showbiz used to have the
Rock-a-fire
explosion. Yeah. It was a full band, and then it would have two side stages with like I can't remember all their names. Billy Bob was one.
We knew somebody that was in the band.
I know,
and.
No,
that's it.
No, that's very inside.
It's as far as I can go.
You think kids ever really cared about that band though? That animatronic? I don't think they did. They want to jump on those balls.
Oh, are you talking about me myself when I was a kid? Oh,
you
I love the Rock of Fire Explosion.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
I mean that was, because you remember some arcade games and stuff, but you went there to sit at the table, eat pizza, and watch. I don't know, the
that
show did it every 20 minutes.
Yeah,
big
yeah.
Gorilla
in
keyboards,
and they did like little stand-up routines, the other people that weren't in the band. And so I was disappointed that because I thought we could sit there and I could get something to eat and have him look
so you
at
said
something.
Working on, you mean that's not a real gorilla? That was not a real gorilla? I thought, wow.
Oh, yeah, I think
I thought that was a real gorilla.
Oh, Chuck today,
gorilla.
The mouse? Yeah, no.
Yeah,
the,
yeah so, back then it was real, but Ian's talking about, or Peon's talking about.
So what? That was a little disappointing. We did a couple of the little... I was able to set him in some of those motorized rides a little bit, and he did a couple of those okay, but he was ready for a nap. So
I have not been
in
a Chuck E. Cheese in 30 years.
I don't think. Well, yeah, I mean it wasn't Chuck E. Cheese back then. I guess it was
no. It was my kids were little Chuck E. They were both Showbiz and Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I don't remember. Well, I guess.
But I tell you what, I still think it's the greatest idea in the world for a kid's birthday party.
Oh,
instead of messing up your own house with crumbs and pieces of pizza and cake, let them do it there. Let
now, what did you get? What did you get to eat? Did you get a pizza or did you?
No,
get...
no, I got a wrap, you know, they sell other sandwiches and things like that. But
my daughter used to work at, and there's only one, it's Incredible Pizza, and that's very similar to Chuck E., but they have go-karts and they have bumper boats and they have all the other games that Chuck E. Cheese has, and they have a buffet too. So
bumper boats, they got water in there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And and miniature golf too.
Enough free plugs for those.
Yeah.
No.
Anything else?
Yes. One last thing. I just remembered this the other day. A question I had from our road trip that we did a little over I don't know a week ago. We passed one farm. I only saw this one time. I don't remember what state we were in. But it was this big farmland, the house and everything, and near the house or barn, there were these two giant pens. Fenced in, and it looked like they were full of like rock salt but with tires in them, and I tried, I don't know if it was salt, I don't know, but it looked like there was some white substance with these tires like sticking out of, I don't know,
it's supposed to be some kind of art, some weird
no
art.
I don't think so,
storage for
yeah
tires.
Something for tires,
maybe
I,
they
I
keeps
was
the
trying
tires
to,
from rotting or getting dry or something.
I tried to look up salt tires, nothing came up. So if any farmer out there knows what that would be about, they were, you know, they would look like huge pens you keep animals in, but it was just full of this white stuff and tires were sticking out of it. So
I've seen it with car batteries stored in that stuff, but that's illegal to do that. Salt and battery. You can't do that. Salt and tires.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Oh.
So if anybody knows.
Did you have more?
No, that was it.
All right, let's close this thing down. Segment's officially closed. Whew, thank goodness, folks. That pain is over. How about that? I can't see the screen. I need to see the screen. You hog the screen.
I'm getting someone.
Or I can't see it. We're gonna get the guy on the air who. We're giving him the gift that's going to keep on giving, and that's this big August 15th appearance. And now we find out that it looks like Peon and little Archie will be there.
Just keeps getting bigger.
It looks
and bigger.
Like my grandson, very, very possibly, will make his very first public appearance at the age of two there. Dan Strauss and his band, the Bend Over Johnny Band,
The Southside Johnny Lundoff Band.
The Northside Johnny Lundoff Band will be there performing from 11 to 2. I'll be there 11 to 2. The White Widow will be there, my new Corvette. This is some Saturday.
Boy.
I mean, this is something.
Cavalcade.
Here's the man who's making it all possible, the host, John Lundoff, everybody.
Oh, Frank.
John, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I like your on-call hold, your whole message on the phone. When you call and you're waiting, you put on hold, Mary says, sure, I'll get them for you. Hang on. Here's what you hear. Hello, St. Louis. This is John Lundoff Jr. I like that. Greeting.
Is that you imitating me?
Yes, and a good one.
Right,
let me hear it again. Let me hear it one more time.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Lundoff Jr., and this is the best time to buy a new Chevy. We've got
Here's me imitating you.
Oh, man.
Does that mean John does not like your imitation?
No, it's good. That's a good one. I think it's good.
See, anytime you start doing something that I kind of don't like, I'm just going to go...
You're doing that all the time.
Duck call.
So he doesn't
that's
like
duck
it.
Call, by the way.
Are you getting people coming in taking test drives? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Well, they're coming in and buying cars, too. You know, I mean, they're coming in, they're test driving. The great thing about the AM and the PM listener is, you know, they got their act together. They're awesome people. They're funny. They're all funny. That's why they listen. They love to laugh. They're not going to complain. They're going to come in. They know pretty much what they want. They're going to drive it and buy it. They get a great deal.
I want to make something clear, though. You're saying they're buying cars. This is not a pressure.
No.
If you want to test drive a car and make a decision to buy it a year later, 6 months later, fine. We'd be happy to have
There's a lot of people that are coming in, Frank.
Good. I'm getting emails from people all over Springfield saying that we're coming, we'll bring the family. I think we're going to have a nice little crowd of people there. I do.
We're having a meeting tomorrow morning after 8:30 sales meeting, 9:00 managers meeting. We got 9:45, the AM and the PM.
What was that?
August the 15th. That's my email.
Does somebody have a tuba in there?
You guys have heard that 100 times, okay? That just notified me that I have an email.
John,
I'm a busy person. I don't know if you know that, okay?
That sounded gastrointestinal.
Yeah, it did.
It did not sound electronic.
Uh-oh.
Can you play it back, Peon? Just play it.
I have an email.
That does not sound like any email alert I've ever heard.
Something in my inbox. Now, has there been any talk about...
That's your
last. Oh, he's doing your impression.
You're right, it is.
Has there been any discussion with the city about traffic issues or
crowd control?
Our meeting tomorrow, it will be the first of several, we're actually going to have a few of the absolute finest police officers in the world for us in PD, so we're going to make sure that we have some officers here the off-duty that we're paying to keep traffic up. Because I can envision people parking down Dunn Road. Years ago, we used to have Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee come up and sign autographs. And then, Ozzie Smith would sometimes brought George Henrik twice. Vince Coleman, Pendleton and Terry Pendleton. I mean, we have hundreds of people here. There were some of the top salesmen that said, next time you're doing an Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee autograph signing session, we're not going to work because it was just so crazy. I kind of feel that's going
to
happen.
No. Okay? Hang on a second. What are you doing to me? What kind of pressure is this? I'm not an athlete. I'm not a big, famous Ozzie Smith.
You're famous.
No.
You are.
My goal here, realistically, 15 people. That's what I'm shooting for.
Anything over that,
I'll just be pleasantly surprised. Okay, 20, and I'll be pleasantly surprised.
They may have to talk to the people that have houses around there about spillover. I mean, people could just, the lot may not be big enough.
Hey, does Florissant have any motorcycle cops? Like a couple of them? I'd love to come in with like two escorts, like I'm a big deal or something. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be
I might have to talk to them about that.
Let's just organize a parade while we're at it.
Make a little contribution to the Florissant Police Department, meet them down the road, and then they can escort the White Widow right up to the dealership. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Can you guys organize a parade for that day?
Well, Kitty and I were talking about the White Widow, okay?
Yeah.
Wondering if we should really have it because we don't, we have to be responsible for where we're going to put it.
Well, I have an idea about that, and I'll talk to you off the air about it. And if we can't, if we don't, if you don't think it's a good one, then we won't bring it. They have an opportunity to see the other Corvettes you have.
It only involves a helicopter and your roof. That's all.
and two snipers. It's not a big deal. No, I'll talk to you off the air about it. But look, we're going to White Widow or no White Widow. My goodness, we got Dan's band, for goodness sakes. He's going to sing, and you've agreed, and you and Dan have 1 week to come up with, John, I'm not kidding, one song that you like and you know that they will be able to play. The crowd would love it if you get up and just do one verse of any song. What right now would you say?
Why limit me to one verse?
Okay, the whole song. If I said right now, pick a song, what do you think the song would be you'd pick? I'm going to guess it's probably a country song.
I haven't thought of it yet. Well, Dan and I will surprise you.
All right, great. Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be fantastic. Now, have you ever played any instrument? Like when you were in high school, did you play anything?
Drums.
You think?
Not in high school. I used to have a couple of different drum sets.
Dan, do you guys have a drummer?
Yeah. We do, but David could get up and let John play.
What if John sat in on the drums?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. This just gets better. August 15th, a week from Saturday, everybody. Now, listen, here's what you really also need to know in addition to that event. Because what I'm about to tell you, you cannot do on that. What is that?
He's having a little gaseous outburst.
John, you need to see a doctor.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Is that more emails?
I told a bunch of employees, send me a bunch of emails. So they send me. When it's this close to Friday, when it's this close to payday, you get just about asking out somebody who works with you. They don't work for me. They work with me. And they do about anything, you know. Yeah. Okay, boss wants me to send an email. What the heck's that crazy son of a gun doing now?
You know what's the funniest about this? He actually thinks people believe that that's not gas. That that's an email. And he doesn't have an issue, gastrointestinal issue. That's hilarious.
I told all my employees.
Why does it always have to go back to gas?
I don't know. Now,
about a fart.
I would like to make this clear to the audience. This is very important, all right? Because you can't do this on that Saturday. There's plenty of other big stuff. Right now, until the end of business, 1 week from tomorrow, Friday night the 14th, get in there, folks, and take a test drive. And tell them, you have to tell me your AM and the PM. Here's why. If you don't, you're not in the drawing. But if you say I'm AM and the PM, you're in the drawing. And Monday, we will announce, Monday the 17th of August, after the Saturday, the weekend's over, we're going to announce the winner. And the winner gets a prepaid 2-year lease on a new Chevy Cruze. You don't make any payments. You just take care of your insurance. If you say, I don't need that, I just don't need it. Fine, here's a check for $2,000. Somebody's going to win this. But you have to. You cannot come Saturday and go, hey, where do I take that test drive? Wah, wah, too late. Too late. So we've got to make that clear. Then Saturday, will Kitty have cheese? Because Rat Boy and Peon.
Oh, Kitty have cheese?
Well, sometimes people do hamburgers and they don't have cheese. And Peon insists on cheese, and so does Rat Boy. So I just want to make sure she'll have it.
Huh?
Has anybody ever heard
over here? Yes, Kitty will have cheese. Now, do we need to have? Because you're a little bit of a finicky eater. I mean, I've been out to eat with you before, and it's a little too warm, a little too cold.
That's absolutely not true. You've never ever heard me tell a waiter or anybody this is just not warm enough. Never.
No. You want it just the way you want it.
I'll
eat it. You put something in front of me, and I'm going to eat it. I mean, especially when we're at the Eddie Guns or Palmano's or El Bilago. I mean, you know, we go to nice places.
I know you do. You're thinking of somebody else, though.
They'll pull me at dinner, too.
I don't do that. So you're going to sing with the band. This is so big, ladies and gentlemen. Bring your whole family. Bring your entire family and meet us. Meet hear the band. The band's how many employees do you have? 120? Are they all going to email you? Probably.
Oh, my God.
I'd get a new computer.
Get a new computer.
That's... I've never heard that email alert ever on a computer, ever. All right, what else do we need to tell? What else do we need to tell? We get in there, take a test drive. Then this is not a high pressure thing. You want to take a test drive and turn around and go home, and I'm in the drawing. Goodbye. Fine, that's fine. We don't care. That's why we just want you to come in and get a chance to win this 2-year lease or the $2,000. What if we left out?
We're busy.
Yeah.
There's 0% for 72 months from now until next Monday evening.
On everything but the Corvette.
Everything but the Corvette. And if you, you know, we want to, you know, take care of you in the financing. We've always talked about it, challenged if you've had a situation in the past few years. You know, we have tremendous relations after all the years we've been in business with these great finance companies, multitude of finance companies. And General Motors owns their own finance company, General Motors Finance, Wells Fargo Finance. And if you trade a car in, you get an additional $1,000 on several models, on every truck that we have, if you use either Wells Fargo or General Motors Financial. So, hey, listen, we want to get your vehicle, we want to get you traded in. If you want to finance with a credit union that you belong
First
to.
First Community, not any credit, First Community Credit Union.
First Community Credit Union, which we do well over $1.5 million worth of business a year with them. And they also have just great, great, great people, great, great customers. So, yeah, it's a great time to buy. You know, and we've got over 900-plus new and pre-owned vehicles on ground. And if we're going to make room for all these people that are going to be here and have parking areas for them.
We need to sell some cars and trucks. Yeah, we will. We'll sell some cars.
All right,
we'll do it. It's going to be fun. Give them your phone number, if you would.
What was that?
Phone number, please.
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24-7-365 at lawnduff.com.
All right, getting a lot of good emails about this thing Saturday, a lot of positive stuff. Oh, and I invite all the people that travel with us on our trip every year, about 90 people, come on over Saturday, have a hamburger or a brat. We'd love to see you. And let me say this, anybody who comes, make sure we meet. Don't go, well, you know, it looks like he's busy. Please, don't do that. Make sure we meet, because I do. I want to meet everybody that shows up Saturday the 15th. All right, we'll keep working on it. It'll get bigger. Every day that goes by, it's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. We'll just keep adding ideas and stuff. We will talk to you. I'll talk to you, I guess, Monday on the air.
Well, we might have to talk later today.
We will.
About a few things.
Yeah, okay, we will.
Okay.
All right. Let's get ready. Business is on the way.
See you, kids.
Hi, John.
Bye-bye. Bye, Greg.
Whatever happened to, you know what the best one was, and it was at AOL? You've Got Mail.
I know.
That was the best.
Yeah.
But that was theirs, right? That was
an AOL thing. Yeah, I think so. Strictly an AOL thing.
Now, did they have some kind of copyright on You've Got Mail? They probably did, because they all should do
that.
Yeah, but it's not necessary.
No, you really don't.
You open you can it up, disable you can see, any, here, I got an email.
Yeah, you don't need a sound on your computer.
Okay. We're gonna take John just does that to cover
his problem, his issue.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we're coming back. It's Thursday, everybody. Call. We don't care. Anything you want to talk about. Talent show, still alive. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
70 at Lindbergh. All lanes are now open, but traffic is a jam up from Washington Elizabeth to about Lindbergh. It's also causing northbound 170 to back up from Airport Road. We have westbound 70 slowing from Highway 170 through Air Flight. We have eastbound 70 heavy from near Air Flight to 170, and then downtown eastbound 40, that's slowing from Union Station. This report brought to you by Zillow, with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Lies a third straight SEC East Championship. Follow the 2015 Tigers football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, An unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-2409. That's 1-800-700-2409. 1-800-700-2409. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified field and turf enhancer compost this fall. From St. Louis Composting, top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, handles heavy rains with ease, and improves drought resistance in plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for STA certified field and turf enhancer compost, soil or mulch products, available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Injured military service members today need our help. They dedicate their lives to the service of others, and when they return home, they are left with long delays. Medical care, counseling, and rehabilitation are just a few areas that are in need. By donating to an organization of your choice or the Bob Woodruff Foundation at remind.org, you can make a big difference in a service member's life.
This paid public service announcement is sponsored by the concerned and professional staff with NewCo Enterprises Incorporated. Helping to ensure support our troops is not just a slogan.
Come out and join the fun this Saturday at McBride & Sons' annual block party. Qualified buyers of a McBride home will receive a prepaid lease on a brand new Volkswagen from the Dean team, or save from $2,000 to $102,000 on a select new home. Buy a new home and get a new car. Now that's a party. Choose a new car or save $2,000 to $102,000 on a new home only this Saturday and only with McBride Homes. It's the McBride & Sons Homes annual block party. Restrictions apply. See McBrideHomes.com for details.
It's here! Reduxim Turf Products, the world's leading designer and manufacturer of specialized lawn maintenance equipment, has opened their first factory direct store in the area. Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment, American sports work utility vehicles and fun carts, and Yeti coolers. Reduxim Turf Products' new 18,000 square foot showroom is located at I-44 and 141 on the North Outer Road in Valley Park. For more, go to ReduximTurfProducts.com. Reduxim Turf Products. Are you ready to play?
You're not crazy to start your own business, no matter what they say. We're GoDaddy.com, and we're just the team to help get your business online. Our Get Online Today toolkit gets you a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365 for just $1 per month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Get your business online today with the Get Online Today toolkit at GoDaddy.com/radio. That's GoDaddy.com/radio. Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Terry Hall here, host of This Week in Real Estate. Selling homes is my business. Yours could be next. South City Bungalow, for sale 400 days. Hired me, sold in 10. Guardian Prairie, same mess, sold in 40. Lake St. Louis, for sale 190 days. Hired me, sold in 16. Your home is next. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Call me, Terry Hall, and get your home sold and do it now. 314-220-0524.
One, two, three, four.
nice thought, I guess. I want to celebrate another day of living. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just back from the dentist. I had an appointment at 11. Actually, I got out in time that I ran home for an hour. Then I came here. But I was at the dentist this morning. Everything looks pretty good. I still have my wisdom teeth. I've never had those pulled. Isn't there a point where you get so old that they go, well, you'll never have to have those pulled?
I would think so.
I don't think they take wisdom teeth.
I still
teeth
have
out,
all mine,
out
too.
Of old people.
I have mine, and they don't bother me. But a while back, they told me, you should have those taken out.
What is that? Are those like teeth embedded under your teeth, or what is that?
No, they're in the
very
back
molar, right?
In the very back, yeah.
So you can see them.
Yeah.
Why are they called wisdom?
I don't know.
And why do they?
If you take them
if you
out,
don't need them, you can take them out.
Anymore?
Why?
I don't know, but they said you should probably have your wisdom teeth taken out. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
They don't bother me. They say, well, you can get back there and floss better. And I'm like,
no, that sounds like you're going to a place that just wants your money.
Yeah, I said, no, I don't, I'm not doing that.
See, I go to Balanced Dental Care. They've never recommended anything like that. And I'll tell you something else. They've got a stable of really nice, attractive, fun women at Balanced Dental Care. You walk in there and you go, where am I? Fox News? That's what it looks like. And they're smart and they know what they're doing. And they were busy today. I'm in there, and I didn't even have x-rays. I guess that's like every other visitor. I don't know. But I just had a cleaning. Mary's always the hygienist that works on me. I think what happens is that Mary pays a hefty sum to the other girls to work with me. Because I know that all the girls, I want him.
Probably fight over it. And then
they finally work something out where it was like an auction. And this is my guess. Behind the scenes, there was a bidding war, and Mary paid the most to be able to, because it's kind of an intimate, almost sexual thing. The way they sit right up next to you and kind of their bosom almost kind of cradles you.
Right.
Working
the way they
lean
over in your mouth. Yeah. And their bosoms just happen to fall right into you.
And they're leaning
on your chin.
They are leaning over you, and it's kind of an arousing sort of thing. But I never dread going, and you won't either. And I'm talking to anybody now who's not a Balanced Dental Care patient. Let me speak quickly to those of you who are because of the show. Thank you. Thank you for going there. And not one of you has ever, ever emailed me back and said, well, this is just like every other dentist. It's a big deal. Never. Never happened. But I've gotten lots of emails from people who thought I never thought it would be possible to go to a dentist and not dread it, not be afraid, not be nervous, not be in pain. I didn't believe that what you said was true, but it is true. And I'm telling you it is. Get rid of your dentist. Why are you still going to the same dentist anyway? If you're not really wild about it, get out of there. Start going where we go. Balanced Dental Care. 42 years I've been a patient there, and I intend to be there. If I live another 42 years, that would make me really, really old. That'd make me as old as Dan's Aunt Gus. I'd be so old. And if I still have any teeth, that's still where I want them worked on. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Website's ballastdentalcare.com. We got time to take a break? We have to take a break?
Yes.
All right, we have to take a break. We come back out of the 4 o'clock news break. It's all yours, the whole hour. We can play, do anything you want to do, a talent show, whatever. So hang with us. 314-969-KTRS. Let's give you the numbers now so you can hang on to them. Or 888-550-KTRS. Don't worry, we're coming back.
Meet me.
Tim Weiland has a check on traffic. Tim?
A little heavier on the downtown bridge approach. You're slow eastbound 40 from Jefferson to the Poplar on northbound 55, that right lane, just a little bit north of the 44 ramp up to the Poplar. You have thinned out pretty well on westbound 270 between Washington, Elizabeth, and Lindbergh, but eastbound 270, we're finding it slow from Lindbergh to about 170. And then southbound 270, a little slow pocket from Olive down through Ladue. And this report is brought to you by PSCMetals.com. Get the free PSC Metals VIP card by August 13th and get entered to win a $250 gas card. PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on FC Montreal on Saturday, August 8th at 7:30.
Coverage begins at 6 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Take a look around your house. Is it time to redo your kitchen or bath?
then you need Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliances. One of the safest and secure investments you can make is remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, increasing the value of your home and your lifestyle. At Callier & Thompson, their trained designers will sit down with you and provide a no-cost design and estimate while working with you to stay within your budget. With over 60 years in business, Callier & Thompson has the track record and experience you can count on. Visit them today on Manchester Road, just east of 141, or go to callierandthompson.com. Take a look at some of the exceptional work they can do. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliance, 636-391-9099. Again, 636-391-9099. Let their professional designers, skilled craftsmen, and 60-year history turn your dreams into reality.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning, a recap of the GOP debate and some young local rock musicians just got back from a nationwide tour. We'll share some stories.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Get the kids an A-plus back-to-school wardrobe at Burlington with the hottest trends and classic looks, all at the lowest prices. Burlington, style for everyone.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. In just 5 weeks, Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season, eyeing a third straight SEC East championship. And plenty more of plays like this.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
And more of these.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Catch every second of every game on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou. This is...